Welcome to Poetry in the Raw. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock, and I know it has been a long time. Well, hello there, public. Before we get all into the news and the details, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 if you'd like to get on the mic and share a piece with us, or just share your thoughts. This is an open mic poetry show. You are welcome to come on and sing if that's how you get down. But yeah, we're up and running. Our featured guest, Carla Lawson, is being the businesswoman that she is and is taking care of some things that came up with the release of her book. And while we would happily have her on here without the release of her book, because of the moves that she has to make right now and us being friends and trying to fit into each other's schedules, we both decided that maybe it would be a better idea to reschedule her feature until a time that she can really be the business mogul that she is and have things done to her specifications on her book. And I have some time to get back on the mic and get people on the mic spitting their pieces, because I've missed all of you. Now, again, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. Press 1 to get in the queue. And please feel free to join us in the event page, which I am posting to both my page and to the Uprising Radio Facebook page, if you're not already a fan. So here's where we are. So it's like I'm from New Jersey or something. I am in Northern California. I would like to let you all know that as far as I know, and for now, I am perfectly safe. There are fires raging around me that are in towns that are within maybe 30 minutes of where I live, and one town closer. One fire was actually in Concord, but on the far side. It wasn't anywhere near here. The problem has been it has been so smoky, and the fires they're not out, so we don't know how much they're burning or how much contained they are for some of them, while the really big one that you're seeing on CNN and national news is burning out of control. And they had a 10% containment and then a 5% containment, which means we had it and now we don't. It jumped across the burning embers blew so hard that they blew across an entryway to the bay. I know that there are some people, Lily would be able to explain this. Jody Verbal Mind Dancer has actually seen the bridge and been across it, so he knows what I'm talking about. Where the dead fish is, that bridge? Yeah, that bridge. And the town where the dead fish is Crockett, for everyone who doesn't know. And a fire that was on the opposite side of the bridge caught the wind and caught the hillside on fire on the other side of the bridge. If that's not amazing. I like to say, we talk about people in hurricanes and tornadoes, but the real idea that, number one, fire is an element just like water and wind and earth. So the idea that there would be a storm made up of fire that literally is tornadoes of fire whipping around, I can chuckle, because if you've never experienced it, it's a trip to think that these things happen with water and wind and we get fire. Amazing. But that's where we are. My love and support goes out to the other people living in Northern California, who some of whom have lost their homes or don't know if they've lost their homes, because they're working so hard to fight the fires that they haven't, and the smoke is so thick, they don't know which addresses are making it or aren't, except trying to read the street where like where it's painted on the curb. It's very difficult stuff happening here. Southern California, same thing. I'm really ready for this season to be over. The smoke has my voice incredibly hoarse. I have a shot glass of Tito's right in front of me. I'm going to see if we can like rinse that smoke out. I may have strained it a little bit at the Mos Def concert on Friday, where he celebrated the 20th anniversary of Black on Both Sides. And they tried to do every song from that album. If you are not familiar with Mos Def, now Yasin Bey, his reclaimed name is Yasin Bey. But Mos Def, the rap artist, tried to do the order that it appeared on the album. I would say a big, strong fuck you to the Berklee Greek Theater, because when they were ready to shut the lights at exactly 11 o'clock, they turned off the mic on him and his DJ and then turned up the house light show over. And he was in the middle of singing Umi Says. And we did not let them leave until they let him finish the song. But I'll be damned if they didn't shut off the mics on him as well as Erykah Badu. So I'm going to say I enjoyed the show, but big fuck you to Berklee Greek Theater for shutting down the mics on them like that. It's totally dirty. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that, except dope show. Busta Rhymes, Souls of Mischief. Let me see. I was not Dougie Fresh. It was I forget the guy's name, but he also was in the show. And so funny. He came out and just did this amazing Slick Rick. There we go. It was Slick Rick, Erykah Badu, Mos Def. Great show. Okay, I'm going to have a sip, and I'm going to pull in this caller, 319-527-6039. Hi, who do I have on the line?
It's Tamiko Barnett. Hello.
Hello, Tamiko Barnett. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I am well. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I called your show a couple of weeks back.
Oh, right on. Welcome back. Sophomore caller. Sophomore caller. You came and blazed at my mic. I'm like, you're not new. Mama Oladeji brought you here like you've never been on a mic before. Boo. You're not new.
Yeah, that's me. And I'm glad you're doing all right and nothing's going on so far where you are, except for the smoke. I'm glad when that
it is
up.
Truly, we had to order, I went on Amazon and had to order masks with the removable filters on them last year when we had fires. It was so bad that the air stayed unbreathable for a month. The year before that, the wind blew so hard the first day of the fires that it blew my cat two stories down off the balcony. She lived, but she does not like wind or fire. It's crazy out here with this. And I can say thank you for wishing us well. I will not complain because I love living in California. I just really hate fire season. I don't like snow, but I really hate fire.
I'm praying that all of that stops soon for everybody. So.
Oh, thank you so much. So tell me something. We are here Monday, October 28th. What is on your mind, sister?
Oh, my goodness. It is so many things on my mind, but the main thing is when we get to this time of year in the autumn, I start to think about, know, my year next year, and I started thinking about my life. Of course, you think about life all the time, all year long, but usually once fall starts, I really start thinking about things like what has the year been like leading into the rest of autumn and winter, and what goals am I going to try to focus in on for the new year, and just things
what
like that.
What city were you born in, if you don't mind my asking?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay. So I'm going to suggest something. I'm going to suggest something. You know, it's harvest. It's, when we're not, I mean, I never had to, I've grown plants and things, but I never had to live by the rising and setting of the sun, the coming in and out of crops. So when something in me naturally needs to clean, needs to assess the knowledge that I've harvested over the year, what I'm keeping, what I'm throwing out, and what my vision is for the next year, it is always this time of year. And it was a sister that I met, I want to say, at Poetry Fest 2016, who suggested that we harvest, if this time of year comes and we harvest the knowledge and the fruit that we've been given through the year. What say to you to that?
Okay. Actually, I agree with that. Maybe that's, and I guess that's why I work with it like that. It just happens naturally. It's like we're in tune to it anyway. You know, it's, you don't have to be no special spirituality or religion or anything like that. It's just kind of like a natural thing, kind of like with spring cleaning. But, you know, you just know it's time to just assess. So I agree with what she told you. That certainly makes sense, because it's like I'm just thinking about, okay, what have I done this year? Did I meet the goals that I set for myself? Did I set any? Because I have let some years pass by and didn't set none. But I'm just, my practice this year is going to be just go with the flow and so and see how that goes. And, you know, just see where I am. And because not only does the new year start in January, of course, but my birthday is also in the month of January as well. So it's like a new year for me in two ways. So I get to thinking about my age. That's been at the forefront of my mind this past week too, past weekend and last week. You're like, okay, I'm 47. I'm going to be 48 in January. Okay, where am I and where do I want to go? Where am I? So that's been the main thing. And then I have to be honest with you, the other thing I'm thinking about, because you brought it up, is Black on Both Sides. That is like one of the best damn albums in rap I have ever heard. I've had that CD. I have to get it again. But it is one of the best. Oh my goodness. As soon as you said that, I said, No,
let me tell
they didn't
you.
Shut the lights off on them. I'm like,
we was ready to fight. Do you hear me? We were ready to knuckle up. And no one was leaving, and they stayed out there. When Erykah Badu, they shut everything off on her and then turned up the lights. When they did it to her, first it was like, well, she was late coming out. Maybe they're just saying, we're not going to let you overshoot. But they seriously had stage people like, come get your girl, come on, come on. Like, okay, you guys are really rude. What the hell?
Wow.
What the... They really just were so tight about it. And it was 11 o'clock in Berkeley. We leave the venue, and there are Halloween parties happening all through there at Cal Berkeley. So it's not like we would be keeping anyone up. But it just, they handled it so badly. So tell me, do you have a piece for us?
I do. I have a haiku that I wanted to share. I've been writing a lot of haiku lately, but it's one of my favorite styles. But it's called The Flow. Speaking of
okay.
Which,
the mic is yours.
Thank you. shouted from deep within to awaken the way to trust the flow in peace.
Okay, read it again.
I shouted from deep within to awaken the way to trust the flow.
Finger snaps, poet. Now, as you write your haikus, are you going to one day do a full publishing of haikus?
I have actually thought about that. Actually, for the last couple of years, actually, I've had so many issues with publishing books. I've had some books, and then things didn't work out with a company I was with, but I do feel like I would like to do that because that's one of my mm-hmm. favorite styles. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, I think you really are showing your chops and tackling haikus, because people think 575, how hard could it be? But it really has to flow to work, and you seem to have captured it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I thank you for sharing it. What I'm going to do is go ahead and put you on the couch. It doesn't look like we have a lot of callers right now, so I may come back around to you, or let's see what we're going to get into. But I do thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoy the show.
I will. I know I will. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Everyone, we are fortunate when we have new callers call in. Ma'am, before I let you go, please say your name one more time.
Tameka Barnett.
Spell it.
Tameko, last name Barnette.
Okay. I am going to, if I haven't already sent to you, a friend request, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank
everyone, Tameka Barnett. Well, I can tell you now that what she touched on is something that has been, I'm trying to tell you, just really on my spirit. To reiterate, I attended the 20th anniversary of Mos Def's groundbreaking, and I'm proud to say it, groundbreaking album, Black on Both Sides, where he performed even the obscure songs. For all of us who love mathematics, if you know the album, oh, hearing it live was everything. Hearing Brooklyn live was everything. Miss Fat Booty, look here. The songs that had female vocalists on them from this album, the female vocals were sang by Erykah Badu live. Tell me I'm not floating on my toes right now, because it was an experience that, out of respect, I didn't tape it, because you need to buy that if you want to see it, because it was amazing. But she came out there, she sang over the lyrics of the track that the DJ played, and it was like karaoke with the vocal. They didn't cut out the vocals, but she sang, she was there with her own mic, and she sang louder than what was on the track. And if you've been to hip hop concerts where you're used to hearing parts of a song that you know in stereo, this was amazing what she did with it. She just, it was amazing. And for those of you that don't know, I'll be playing a few of the songs as we go along. We are going to go to the next caller, because I could go on about Mos Def. And hello there. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Got Jody Rebel Modest. How's it going?
Hi. It's going good. It's so funny, as I was pulling you on, I actually am looking around the studio here at Blog Talk Radio, and the issue that we were having was coming on the air. The Skype link thing has been removed from the studio. If everybody who knows the story that I kind of tinkered with it a little bit because it was trying to, it's not even there anymore. So finger snaps, Blog Talk, for listening to your people. I appreciate it. Here's to hoping that you also give me a refund on ruining my month. Now, Joe the Verbal Wine Dancer.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you, sir?
Good, I'm good.
I understand the Nationals are in the World Series.
Yeah, they are, you know. One for the home team, you know, so many years, yeah.
It, booing at presidents and whatnot. I, you know, on the list of things they never thought would happen in a game in which the Nationals are playing, the president getting booed.
Well, I mean, if you only go places where you got your people in place, yeah, you ain't going to get booed.
You know.
Go to a real event and see what the fuck happened. Excuse my language again.
No, hey. No pardon needed, sir. So what's on your mind, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Well, I got a little tidbit I share with y'all. You know, that's about it, really. You know. There's no title, but, you know, I'll get into it.
Love to hear it. The mic is yours.
Right. Don't let them use your truth against you. Can another mouth truly defend what offends you? They spin you in their direction. Their assessment of the facts doesn't match the facts. Care to redact? You react to that thing that makes you sing into battle. The swollen south leads you and breeds you like cattle. Don't slam your gavel and try to unravel what's been considered as Bible through centuries. Censure me? Expletive, please. You better swing that thurible and let go of that terrible thumb hole. Straight up bunghole on your knees. Care to redact? Care to react in the usual manner? That schoolyard grammar or some complex syntax, like a script from the set, you did this for me, and you can be a repeat guest. Inquiring minds want to know. Like that woman from Mars that had 8 kids in the snow. I know that sounds ridiculous, but the crap that you spew, it ain't that meticulous. Suspicious wit. Passed gas in the elevator and say it wasn't us. It was Dems, oh crap. Democrats, democracy. Republicans of the public, independents on the fence of this and that, rattle can or mill rule for the radicals, did that rattle you? What part about lives matter is true? Your sacred beliefs are not my blasphemy. You're just doing too much without so much as asking me. First line, don't let them use your truth against you. The proof from experiments is what hones your mental capabilities. Hip-hop was right. Don't believe the hype. Blank screen on your Skype account. Catfish by the amount in their bank account. Stories. Will God get the glory or repentant prayers? What say you about your story? Is it sometimey? Run it by me again, this time without the spin. Say what you mean what you say. That subliminal dribble is on full display. That's my piece for today. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Rich piece, Joe.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you. Wow. See, I focus. You would. I almost hear your voice saying focus because now I'm like really processing what you just said. Like, oh, wait. We can't do that right now. But I will say this. You are an amazing storyteller. And you are, whether it's compact or extended version, You do not fail to be an amazing storyteller. And I so appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing that to the show.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on the couch and circle back. Don't have a lot of callers, so who knows how long the show will last, but let's make it fun if it does.
Cool beans.
Awesome. Enjoy the show. Everyone, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, everybody's favorite Uncle Joe. Certainly, the show is opening up well. I would be remiss if I didn't play a little something from the concert. So here you go.
Shine your light on the world. Low peace and understanding. One God, one voice, one life. One man, one shine my light. Life is nice. I hop up and do it right. Life is nice. I'm home to do it right. Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, baby.
My people. Black people.
They say the goodness in life belongs to those who believe. So I believe. Yes, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish. My pop said he was in love when he made me. Thought about it for a second, wasn't hard to see. I could hear he was sincere, was a game of promotion. The entire affair's probably charged with emotion. When love call your heart, I guess you got the pursuit. 12-11-7-3, my life is testament. Praise the beneficent. Element that breath, right. Devoid in the form to make love manifest. I spent my early years in Roosevelt Project. It was a bright valley with some dark prospects. In 83, Benny C was the host with the most. I listened to the Rap Attack and held the radio close. I listened to the Rap Attack and held the radio close. This was far before the days of high glamour and post. Ayo, power from the streetlight made the place dark. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. It was love for the thing that made me want to stay out. It was love for the thing that made me stay in the house. Spending time writing rhymes, trying to find words to describe the vibe that's inside the space. Where you close your eyes and screw your face. Is this the pain of too much tenderness to make me nod my head in reverence? Should I visit this place and remember it? To build landmarks here as evidence. Nighttime spirit shook my temperament. To write rhymes that betray this sentiment. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. And we believe in the promise.
Love, 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 love.
Yes, yes, y'all. And we don't stop. Because I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was zinc when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E, I MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be the M-O-S-D-E, infinitely. Check it out, y'all. My folks said they was in love when they made me. I take the love they made me with to make rhymes and beats.
Can you feel
the raw deal? It's all wheel driven.
Right.
Contemplate the essence of beats, rhymes, and living. Feature line with the river.
Right.
Design with the river. Is an eyes keeping good time with the river. I shine with the river. The Black Star Galacticus, your big number fleeting. We ancient like the Abacus. After us, I see must proceed to be trees, sprouting leaves, giving breeze to the we who believe.
I am seed,
which means I must cultivate the herb. Straight back, hard beats and hard work. I beat the funky drummer to soften the hard earth.
Amen.
Pray Allah keep my soul and heart clean.
Amen.
Pray the same thing again for all my team.
Restoration for green.
Head on out to Queen.
Uptown.
The boogie down.
Yo, just look around. Shook up the world.
Like Ali in 6'3".
Right.
I'm reaching a height that you said could not be.
Woo.
I'm bringing a light what you said we can't see. Saw the new day coming.
It looks just like me.
Sun burst through the clouds.
My photo ID.
I bring light to your day.
And raise your degree.
The universal magnetic. You must respect it. From end to beginning.
Fresh shoot and leather.
Ever changing but sustaining. Magnificent. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Because I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC.
I don't even have words for how amazing that concert was. But that is just a taste of Black on Both Sides. Again, landmark, groundbreaking album by Mos Def. And for those of you who have it, I would like to put this on you. October 12th, 1999. That album dropped October 12th, 1999. And to celebrate its anniversary, I know on the 19th he was probably in Brooklyn, but for October 25th, his ass was in Berkeley, California, commenting on the legalized cannabis situation for a non-smoking venue. It was smoky as hell. And there were no fires yet. Friday night, we were cool. Only fires going is that people were blazing all over the Berkeley Greek Theater. And, shout out to my cousins, Robin, Linda, and Nadine, who accompanied me to the concert because we had a ladies' night out under the stars on blankets and cushions, brought our nibbles, our zoom zooms and wham whams, and had a fantastic time, y'all. So get with your sisters, get with your cousins, get with your brothers, get with people, and whether it's indoor or outdoor venue, plan an event to see music that you all agree on and go, because it was just off epic. Going to the next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who am I speaking with?
Akil Ali, how you doing?
Akil Ali, how are you?
I'm seeing better days, but
you know what? I'm trying to find out what the... You know, we're not going to do it here, but you're making me clutch my pearls, bruh. What's going on?
Good things.
Good things.
Every bump ain't a boot. I mean, every bump ain't a bump is a boost. So
there you go.
I'm still committed to highlighting my people, my Black people.
Then I think that you have amazing vision, and I know that you'll do well. I think that you have one of the coolest profile pictures ever. And when I saw it, I was like, okay, I want to take one. And I've got one with sunglasses too. But now
man,
I want to really get it like framed up and filtered properly, because that is a dope picture.
Thank you, Bella.
And
that.
Your talent at what you do precedes you. So there is no worry. There's only vision. And
new beginnings.
There it is. Visions and new beginnings. So what is on your mind, sir?
Man, I got a piece for you.
Okay. Look, the mic is yours.
I call this self-made and fearless. Negroes ridicule me for not having a job position. They question my destiny, but I'll see in my vision. But listen, for 25 years, I've always made my own moves. Nobody ever handed me nothing, so there's your proof. What makes me and what makes you? See, I would never fire myself. I don't get laid off or grind my wealth. I don't have to call out when I get sick. I'm the boss, baby. And I'm running all of this. Now, I don't mean to be mean, but I want to help the next man chase his dream. I got me on throne, and I don't need you to throw me a bone. J-O-B is just over broke. They pay you enough just to make a joke. But listen up, people. I'm the one that does the hiring. Don't like my color? I'm the one that does the firing. So treat me like them white folks. Prove yourself and act like you know. Don't just go with the flow. pay me my price. Brothers and sisters should pay me twice. Don't you think your brother should live nice? Or do I got to sacrifice my all like crabs in a bucket? This is why we can't get along and say bunking. But don't you ever tease my dream. I'm relentless. I'm self-made, my brothers and sisters. And I'm fearless. In peace.
Now, see, it's not just in the words, it is definitely in the delivery. You really do have some really amazing delivery skills, and I would like to thank you for the power that you put behind that piece. Damn. I know that I will hear more from you and that you are doing big things. I do hope that as you continue to do your live events, that you keep me posted and at least send flyers so that I know how to better support you in what you're doing there. And for sure, don't be a stranger.
Oh, definitely. I have more time on my hand as I get my own network together and do my thing, because our counterparts on blogtalkradio.com are in the millions, and it's enough people to listen.
I think that you are not a niche. You are definitely coming with a message that speaks to not a genre, but to people who want to hear from you, who are in the millions. And that is just a fact. There is also the reality that starting your own network really is about wanting to, I mean, if you're going to start a network and you're the only show on it, it's a lot less expensive. When you decide that you want to start a network and invite people to be on it with you, then you start talking about the different, you know, what I'll say to that from someone who just did it is this. I'm excited that I had a plan before I started my own network that I was not implementing for myself. And when I, you know, sucked it up and soldiered up about it, the reality is that I already had the blueprint. I was just doing it for someone else. And when I looked at, well, what would I do about this to make it more about me? Okay, step one, everything must be purple. Step two, then it got really easy from there. If I just had wanted to talk, I wouldn't need a network. I would just need an hour a week. And I could get that for free from Blog Talk. But I wanted to have like-minded people be able to come together and do this. And now we're all, I'm OCD. So everybody that said, yes, I'm going to host on your network, guess what? Now they're fine tuning, nitpicking. Every time I get a phone call, it's, I decided to change the color scheme, or I want to do the da 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 da, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really, don't start until you're ready. But now we're all under the hood and under the car with wrenches fixing stuff. And now we're coming out to do shows. So maybe, as you cultivate your vision, realize that you're going to practice your pieces wherever you practice them. But what you're doing with your wrenches, take, you give it all the time it needs to make it the way you want it.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put you on the couch. I appreciate your support, and thank you for coming through. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Everyone, Akil Ali, he will be starting his own network. Bless Poet, and wishing them all the best. Now, the call-in number is 319-527-6039. If you'd like to get on the mic, please go ahead and press 1, and I'll be happy to bring you on. Everyone, my throat is going so dry, so I'm going to drink another bottle of water while this person does their piece. But The sun has finally set in California. Everything smells like fireplace. If you can imagine, like cedar and the smell of people's burnt down homes. There was a lunatic from Missouri who came to Northern California, set 15 arsons, and then went back. Trump supporter. It's in the news now. And there are people who came here and set fires. Set fires. Not just him. There was a woman in Southern California, same thing, throwing burning trash. Whether it's prayer or meditation or grounding or positive thoughts, please send them our way. There is a crazy person in government who wants to see us all perish, and I'm not here for it. Next caller.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Who am I talking to?
This is Miss VIP.
Eek. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. So first I'm going to say I'm going to write Miss VIP. VIP right there. Welcome. So is this your first time to my show?
I'm not sure. I might have hit you up sometime earlier this year. I don't recall.
You know,
but,
so many shows, so little time. Believe me, I know.
I try to hit at least half of them or almost all of them in my travels.
You know, I would hit more shows, but my cat is an asshole, and she sits on my mouse. She steals my phone. Blocks the USB connections, is sitting in my Amazon box for reasons I don't quite understand since she doesn't fit, but cats are weird. So, hey, welcome back. Well, it's treated like your first time. Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
This VIP.
You know what? It's funny. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about you talking about those fires. That's unreal, and that's the mind of a sick person. I'm telling you, I was thinking, and you said you smelled everything. I'm thinking, oh my God, you're so close, and I was really concerned. Didn't have you evacuate or anything?
Well, here is the thing about California: our firefighters have it down to a science. The wind is not blowing the fire this way. So I don't have to evacuate, but because we don't have strong winds today, the smoke is coming this way, and the fires are between 10 and 15 miles away. What we experience is if the wind pops up suddenly, if the wind shifts, if a burning ember gets stuck on a car and comes here, it's really as ridiculous as that, or some crazy person decides to run through the Black Diamond coal mines and set everything on fire, then that's all it would take. And we have people who do that. So where I am now is I have a suitcase packed, a bag packed, a backpack. I have a box full of cat litter in my trunk for the cat. I have not cleaned her cage, but I will do so if I have to put her in it. And
I
now it's a question of, right now we're fine. The fires they said were out are not. And so now it's okay. We're fine and then we're not fine. We're good and then we're not good. It's just too much.
It is a bit much. Wow.
You know, thank God for vodka.
Wow.
You know, everyone's saying shout out for Tito's, but I'm going to shut up and the mic's yours.
Okay. This is open mic, right?
Yes, ma'am. Why is it? Yeah, is it going to be naughty?
No.
This mic
this
is wide
called...
the fuck open, so say what you like.
Right. This is called Can We Pretend? Can we pretend Can we be the back then before we end? Because it's bothering me. We used to treat each other so lovingly. Now it's war between you and me. I am your rib. There's no excuse for what we did. Two wrongs never made a right. But can we get to loving each other again? Can we start tonight? Frankly, I'm all cried out. Why are we fighting? I forgot what we were arguing about. Is it really over? I was hoping to find a four-leaf clover to wish us back the way we used to be. Is it really true? You no longer love me? Remember when we met? You fell in love with my smile. I admit it took me a while. I didn't trust so easily. Yet after 3 weeks, you said you loved me. You said my aura was the color blue. Your soul reached out and touched mine. Before I knew it, I loved you too. So many were against us, but we had God on our side. The past threatened to take us under, but we didn't slide. Funny how I could see myself with you forever in my heart. Never in a million years did I picture us apart. You made love to me like no one else. You unleashed my inner freak. You told me I was your sexual twin flame every time you reached your peak. So if the love is truly gone, I'll just walk away. But if there's any chance at all, I hope you stay. In peace.
You left it so beautifully open-ended. I just touched my chest like... And you left it like an unanswered question, you know. I love those. I think that the more we just speak from our hearts, no matter people say, you know, you don't need to be begging no man, or you need to be doing this and that. Those are single people right. who are bitter. That has been my. When you know, then speak to it. That's what I'm being taught. So, you know, your piece is just really on my spirit, and I love it. I hope that you're going to be sure to come through again. I am going to put you on the couch, but callers. I was going to say, but there are not a lot of callers, but there are now. And I will be coming back around if we can to do a speed round. I haven't done that in forever. And I would love to hear from you again.
I'll give it a try.
Thank you, ma'am. Please enjoy the rest of the show. Everyone, welcome to Ms. VIP. Huh. I just like it. I think I need to see it like on a crown somewhere. Ms. VIP. Huh. I like it. Well, we are now. This is amazing. 36 minutes before overtime, and I didn't think we would make it past 30 minutes. And that means something to me. Because I did not know if I would have 30 minutes worth of anything to do because there was just a caller or two. And I didn't think I'd be able to do the show because, quite frankly, the smoke and everything, I would just as soon get myself together for tomorrow and hope for the best. But as always, my poetry community keeps me lifted up, and I appreciate you. So thank you. The call-in number is 319-527-6039. And press 1 if you'd like to get on the mic. On to the next caller. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. This is Sylvia.
Hi, good evening, Sylvia. It's Gina Storm.
Hello, Gina. Hello, Gina Storm. How are you?
I'm happy to be in queue. I needed you to remind callers to press 1 if they'd like to share because I was listening with my hand down.
I did do it. I saw a couple of was like, well, thank you for being listeners. And then I was like, whoop.
Reminding me that I was a step that I forgot. Yes, thank you, Jesus, because I was out here bad. I was listening.
How are you?
I probably would have been concerned if I never got unmuted, and then it would have been my fault. So,
you know what?
This
made me think of the song Rumors, because what would happen is you would sit there and then I would end the show and never call you. She just skipped me in queue, and I'm not saying you would do that. I am saying we have all experienced it where their hand was not up. You did not call them. They didn't know their hand wasn't up, and they thought you didn't call them on purpose.
Yeah. And I appreciated the fact that you gave us that reminder because I actually needed it. It was one of those things, like my head's all over the place, and it was real sporadic. And I was thinking the thought of encouragement for Akil Ali. And then I was thinking the thought of, I saw a poet asking what the calling number was, and you provided it. And then I was thinking the thought of, you know what? I got too many thoughts going at one time. I didn't even raise my own hand.
You was thinking a whole lot of thoughts.
Yes, yes. No, and not only that, but like the fires in California, because when you said that somebody started a fire, and I'm thinking, in the state of California on fire? What you starting
a
fire for, baby?
They know why, and it's coming out. Some of them are saying and some of them are not, but their previous texts are giving them the way. It's been three so far that are starting fires here. One from out of state, two from in-state who did it.
Oh.
And what I can say to that is to show your love and support of Trump. This is California. We lived through Charles Manson. We've lived through People's Temple. People are not here for this bullshit that you want to follow the crazy people. And I broke my own rule and said
everybody
that asshole's
drinking
name on my show.
Yes, indeed.
I'm
but everybody
so
in drinking
mad
Kool-Aid.
Right now.
And you know what the
my thought
part
was
is?
That guy that went back to Missouri after he set 15 fires should be tried for attempted murder.
I agree. It's tragic. And it's heartbreaking. You know, we don't just have, in the poetry community, we don't just have brothers and sisters and 10 who live in California. I have three aunts and an uncle who live in California. And I don't think that it matters where, southern, northern, in the middle of California, Hollywood, in the hills, or wherever. If you live in the state of California, you know someone and you love someone who lives in the state of California, you should be lifting them up in prayer.
Yes. I would like to say thank you for everyone who told us you were praying for us. Thank you. Keep us in your prayers, in your meditations, in your positive thoughts. I am working on not wishing ill on the people who would do this. As it is, all it takes is a rock hitting another rock and a sparkle start a fire with these winds. But for somebody to come here to do it, I just don't understand it. But we are going to move away from the negativity of it and say this.
Absolutely.
These are the most beautiful sunsets. It's terrible that this is what it takes, but you're going to see pictures out of California that the sunsets and the skylines are incredible because of the smoke and what's going on here. So even out of a negative, they're finding
beauty. There can be some positivity. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I applaud your efforts to remain positive in spite of the situation and for being uplifting and for genuinely just being yourself, just being giving and loving in spite of the hate and the destruction. So we're just going to keep a positive vibration moving in the direction of California as well as lifting y'all up in prayer because even though I don't live there and it's not affecting me directly, we are a human family and we should always be mindful and cognizant of what's going on with our brothers and sisters nationwide. So you're in my thoughts and prayers. I'm going to share something because it's been a few weeks. I was sick. I had the flu and pink eye, and then you missed it. You had a show that was canceled. And so I think it's been, oh, my God, probably a month since I've been on Poetry in the Raw. And I said, well, I've got an opportunity tonight. Absolutely. I got an opportunity tonight.
Hey, I'm shutting up. The mic is yours.
Okay. I'm going to title this piece. I'm going to title this piece Comfort Zone. For as long as I can remember, I've been an independent woman. I've been a praying woman all of my life, praying like on my knees in supplication to my heavenly Father, thanking him for my creation. Accepting the good, the bad, and the ugly that is me, and all the while being thankful and prayerful. Living in my comfort zone has been something that I've been doing since I was an adult and living on my own. See, I've spent most of my adult life somebody's mother or somebody's wife. And now I'm just simply a Gigi. I have an adult daughter and three amazing grandbabies. I've been living with my mom for almost the last whole 7 years until recently realized something about our home. It shook our foundation. It was caused to pause. We had to look at our reality with real eyes and realize that the home that we'd grown to love wasn't loving us. The air quality was poor. There was mold in the bathroom and gases seeping through pipes that needed to be replaced, and there was a foundation not quite right. So it'd be better for us to pack our things up and go. The transition has been difficult because, once again, we find ourselves out of our comfort zone. We've been living with my aunt, and although she has the room and the space, it's sometimes awkward for three hens to occupy one space. We need our own place. We'd like to each have a bedroom that's our own. A bathroom for each of us would be lovely, too. But while we're in this transition, I will assure you the transition is a necessity for our lives. We know that in order for us to continue to thrive, we'll have to have a roof over our heads that is our own. We'll sleep in our own comfy beds. Even though we can sleep together effortlessly, my mom said it's because I'm like a corpse when I go to bed at night. I don't move around, you see. She thinks that's a weird thing and I'm such an anomaly, but when she tucks the covers around me and wakes up in the morning, I'm in the same freaking space. She's thinking, oh my God, is he ever going to change? Sure I am. I'm constantly in evolution. And what I'm doing one more again is moving myself farther from my comfort zone, because there's something else I need to do so Mommy and I can have a new home. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. Thank you.
What? Thank you for indulging me. I love how you say that. Thank you for indulging me. I'm killing a bottle of Tito's listening to you. Thanks for indulging me. I think that there's something, if I haven't said it enough, and because tomorrow's not promised, I do not fear being burned in fire. I really believe that the winds are not going to come this way. Gina Storm, thank you for encouraging me to freestyle. I held you in my heart, even though I was holding Angela Suntoucher Patterson's book and actually read from her book. I held you in my heart when I freestyled myself for the first time on an open mic. And I reserved saying anything about it. I started reading my own poem and then actually just freestyled. It shocked me that I trusted the words to just come, and they did.
They will.
And
they always do.
You just amazed me with your advice. And so let me tell you something. I took your advice, and ladies and gentlemen, Sylvia Blaylock freestyled on a mic for the first time at the Empowering Women of Color open mic in Berkeley. David Perkins was in attendance and even videoed it for me. So I do have a video that I will release soon. I will say that the fear that I would not have the words when it happened was scary, but it turns out that it came and it worked. And I'm grateful to you for encouraging me to do it, because now I'm doing it more often in front of people and just at random at concerts and whatnot. So thank you for the encouragement you've given me. It is absolutely working.
Thank you for embracing it, because like I said, it's one of those things that you have to know it'll come, because you're a poet already. You know that you can write, you understand it, and you appreciate the power of your own pen. Know that your voice is also an instrument, and it will provide the words for you the same way that your pen does. It's just poetry without a net. Trust the process.
That's it. Poetry. Ooh, you did that. Okay.
The words will
me
come.
And you.
The words will come.
And that's you. More on that because, but everyone, I'm going to put Gina Storm on the couch because we will pick up the rest of the 24 minutes left of this show just talking.
All right.
Thank
you.
Love you to pieces. Mwah. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Too.
I'm going
I
to
am.
Say, Cadence, yes, I'm speaking to you through her. Hi. I hope you're well. Hey there, bro.
He is. His book drop.
I saw that. You
yes,
know, so
indeed.
Part of me is saying buy the book on payday or, hey, send me a book. But you know what? Pay the artist, everyone. King's Cadence book drop. Buy a copy. More
absolutely.
On that when we actually, you know. I put the stuff in the event page so that people can get the link to buy his book, you know?
Sweet. I'm on the couch.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we love our poetry community. While we support them, we know that their wealth and success will come from many people supporting them by purchasing their books, not all of us buying all of that their product. This is why I'm saying this. If you buy even one book of someone that you hear on one of these shows, and then you go to Amazon and you leave a review, I am having to get every book I have and go onto Amazon and leave a review so that people who are not in the poetry community can take a review from someone who is. And we promote the people in our communities. I am begging you. If you've already bought a book, I don't care if it's my book, anybody's book, in our poetry community specifically, you go on Amazon right now, even if you didn't buy it on Amazon, if you have a copy of their book and they're in our community, go on Amazon, find their book, and leave a review so you can encourage other people who don't know them to buy it. That is how we can support the people. Don't leave a review if you didn't buy it. That's some bullshit. You can leave it 4 stars if you want to do it, but I have some integrity. Support the artist and leave a review. Buy the book and leave a review. And I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but leave a goddamn review. For those of you that don't like the GD thing, leave a review, people. There. Hi, thank you for
good
calling
evening.
Poetry Nara. Who am I speaking? I know who I'm speaking to.
yeah. There goes that man, complicated passions.
You know what?
And how are you?
Yeah, I would like to apologize to you. Everyone, this is Samuel Rain, complicated passions. I bet you want to know why I'm apologizing to him. Because I'm looking at my calendar now, and I believe I was supposed to put together a show for you for last week.
Yeah,
is that
it didn't happen, but it didn't happen, but I understand.
I spoke to you, and I'm so la 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 off on my y'all for you. For those of you that don't know, I have a job to support my poetry habit, and it's supposed to be a 6 a.m. to 3-ish kind of thing. It's been a 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. kind of thing lately. Couple of days, a few days last week and week before, 6 to 8 p.m. And I have been truly distracted. I made my stance that I was going to truly be present for my business, for my network, for where we are as a community, and not put the money has been fantastic. Don't get me wrong. It's not, I'm an hourly person that is getting paid overtime to work all these hours. The problem is the money is not satisfying me the way the show does. So I'm doing what I need to with the money, but I'm going to have to get used to not having it because I'm not going to work these hours and do what I did last week, which was not schedule Complicated Passions show, not be on any shows, including my own, so that I could work out some issues at my job. and try to get some sleep. And I so apologize for overlooking that. And you can either say it now or we can talk in inbox when we're going to reschedule your big breakout. We will talk about it offline. So you have to commit to it right now.
Yes.
So I know you're glad to be out of California, sir.
Yes, for a minute, but it's cold, and I'd take the sunshine any day.
There is no sunshine. Like, there's nothing but fires here.
I know,
a
little smoke, you know, when you know it's fire season and you know people, just like you said, are setting those fires, you know, it's just a part of what's been happening forever in Southern California, Northern California, and they'll blame somebody eventually. You know?
I mean, truly, I found a place that had a fire season before I realized I lived in a place that had a fire season would be like Hawaii.
Yeah.
With volcanoes and lava. And it just didn't dawn on me that this is, you know, it did not dawn on me that we are already in a place that has not just the fire season, but El Nino, Santa Ana winds. People know what the Santa Anas are thanks to CNN and Steely Dan. But Santa Ana winds are southerly winds where they blow from the south to the north in California. They're hot where they come. They blow from the Southern California deserts into the rest of the state. And they bring hot air into a dry place that is the rest of California after summer. And the results are hot wind, dry air, a rock hits a rock, sparks happen. Occasionally there are clouds and lightning strikes, which are worse.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen this year. But there were years where the lightning struck, started fires, and the fires burned down. Like Paradise, California doesn't exist anymore because it burned to the ground.
Burned to the ground.
I'm glad you're not here experiencing the bad air, but I understand that you'll be coming back to California.
Yes, I'm going to make a trip in a couple of weeks and make a couple of stops in some major cities on my way down just to give them a taste of passion.
So here is my challenge. If you're going to be coming from where you are, no need to say it, to where you're going in Southern California with stops along the way, are there cities that if we gave them a sample of what you can do on video or audio or something, that if you tell them I'll be coming through your town, would you be willing to host me at your venue? Let's just say, because you've got poets that you know, from Brandy Borders in Sacramento all the way down to Southern California and possibly Tijuana.
Absolutely.
Because we know people. We know people breaking the law. But, I mean, quite a skip. If enough people put it there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make a few calls this week to people that I know in the certain cities that I'm going to be venturing through on my way to SoCal and just do it like that, you know, so I can share a little bit, you know, if it's at the right time, you know, of evening when I roll through there. But this is like a 2 or 3 week trip. So I'm going to enjoy myself, basically, is what I want to do. Do that, but I wasn't counting on fires.
That the fact that daylight savings time is over this weekend, but we still got to do this crap is just unbelievable. And what I will say to that is that I'm complaining about the air quality for people who have asthma. It's a nightmare. But I will say this, my house is not on fire.
Yeah.
I got, although I did get an evacuation alert notice on my phone, it was to let me know that two towns over, they were evacuated. They were evacuated. The fire is not close enough to me that I think the fire could like happen too fast. But that's how I think. I'm packed anyway because we don't know when the winds kick up tomorrow. That's when we'll know. And now I'm going to stop talking about the fire because it's making me kind of depressed. So, did you bring a piece, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to do a classic moment. I haven't done this in a while, and I'm going to bring it back and add it to my performances when I'm doing features. And
really?
I wrote this back in, like, 2012. Performed it for the first time in New York City, as well as Los Angeles, but I'm going to drop it right here on Poetry in the Raw. Okay. So it goes a little bit something like this. I'm this side of passion, an aura of vibrations in the raw. When the answer becomes the question to love me, please let this be the moment the romancing of you takes me to where love is that beautiful something you can't let go of. When you call for this moment, I will be the yes for every night with you. Truly, you have never been loved like this. These moments of a passionate kiss will be as though the desert were yearning for the sea. From these contemplations, ascertain this nirvana, finding that passageway to forever, my hunger whispering for the air you breathe. When aroused, become that flower blooming, surrendering the trembling of your body, that I may capture the epitome of you, imagining your love like this. Now, if I were making love, you would be the only recipe I need. Complicated passions.
You are a bad man. So this is what I'm going to say to that little bit of delectableness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this live or you listen to it as a replay, a collection of his poems will be paired with a standard Christmas Kwanzaa New Year's gift. It will be a package. The price line will be between $19.99 and $99.99, depending on what this booklet is actually paired with. I would like you to consider that whatever you're going to get, your betrothed, your mom, okay, not your mom because that's going to be fucking weird, but girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, significant other, an unnamed person who's in your sphere, however you want to label it, that having the as yet untitled collection of poetry from Complicated Passion paired with a gift item will both speak to the traditional while supporting the grassroots effort to not spend as much of your Black Friday money on places like Walmart, Macy's, Sears, whatever, big stores, Amazon. If you want to go to, you know, Jared or wherever you buy your diamonds, that's up to you. I don't do diamonds, but I'm not a judge. If you would like to engage and propose to someone, if that's on your radar right now, and you would like to make it extra, extra special, get an autographed book of love poetry with her name in it from Complicated Passion. I'm just saying.
I have to tell you this real life moment that happened, and then I'm going to get out of the way.
Hey.
Out. Yeah. Oh, is it okay if I share the moment?
Yes. What?
Okay.
Okay, wait.
So,
before you do it, you have 9 minutes
okay.
and 31 seconds before overtime, but take your time.
No, it's actually going to just take a moment.
Okay.
I was out, and I had to give me a gym membership. So I go, and a young lady's helping me. So she wanted to know what I do. So I told her that I wrote poetry, and I had books, and I showed it to her. And I said, you can get your guy to read to you. She says, oh, he won't read to me. I said, where is he at? He happened to be in the gym, too. So we walked over. She introduced me to him, and I told him, I said, this could be you. And I recited a poem, and the first line out of that poem was, she needed a bedtime story.
Ooh.
It was more than wine and candles she would hunger for. And guess what? The next time that I saw her, I said, what's up with your boyfriend? She said, he says he's going to be reading to me. That's complicated passion.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is how we all get into trouble, because what's going to happen is babies will be made, engagements
mm-hmm.
will be had, divorce lawyers are going to be sending us subpoenas and shit, and we're all going to have to blame you.
I don't mind to take that title.
You know what? We're going to blame you. I tell you what, you are truly a love poet, a romance poet, even when you try to talk politics, and you do, No. Dark Man Blues is a whole other can of worms, and you truly have shown that you are not a one-dimensional, trying to get at the heartstrings kind of guy. You truly are speaking to your experience and to the love and the when someone who could write something like Dark Man Blues can also have been the author of what you just read, we get to acknowledge that whatever your struggle is, whatever your experience is, you are able to experience both the heights of romantic joy and love and passion and pleasure and the depths of the experience of a man born dark in this world. You were my first, I must have this person as a host on my network person. And I am humbled to say that of love poets, no one has touched your mold yet. They have certainly shown themselves to be love poets, but not to the caliber that you have demonstrated yourself to be. I hope that whatever you decide you're going to do, that we all get to see the love spread, that when Valentine's Day rolls around for Uprising Radio, that you take over all of internet with what you do.
It's going to be fire.
It's
well, not
be
just because
fire.
We have fire now, but
that
it's going to definitely
what's
be.
You know, I'm talking like I don't know part of what's happening. And it's like, y'all are not ready for the amazingness. And if you would like to be a part of a love celebration for Valentine's Day, we will take it back from Hallmark. Keep an eye on Complicated Passion and get your romance and love poems ready, because we're going to do this.
Only on Uprising Radio.
Only on Uprising Radio. Cheers to you, sir. I am going to put you back on the couch because now I'm super excited. And thank you, bruh. Please enjoy the rest of the show and let me talk to people. Everyone.
Peace.
Samuel Rain Benjamin is Complicated Passion. And when I say what I say to you, Quotey Fingers you, I am saying to the poetry community, we are putting together, Complicated Passions and I, something for February 2020. February 2020. I would like you to think about whether it's a book anthology, which it will be, a book anthology that is paired with flowers, a book anthology that is paired with whatever it's going to be, and those are two of the things it is going to be, but there are others. When we do this, we need people to have their shit together. We're not going to make special allowances for anyone. And complicated passions is the person you need to know to get on the bus for this. And it is going to be epic. Now, I have one more person in queue, but their hand's not up. So I'm not going to call you, but I appreciate you calling. If I have that wrong, please hit my inbox. Because I would love to make sure that I'm not overlooking you on purpose. Yeah, I had to type something really fast. Now, I am going to read a piece. It has been brought to my attention in a really ugly way. Thank you, sister friends and cousins, one cousin in particular, that I don't read enough on my own show. And my thoughts on that are that I did not create a show so I could read my pieces. I created a show so that people who are like-minded, who need an open mic and a conversation, would be comfortable. And I did not make room for myself to do this. So if I look like I'm running into overtime, I would cut myself off before I would cut a person off. And so that is my explanation for why I don't read so much on my own show. In 2 minutes and 50 seconds, you will not be able to listen to this show on the internet. You will need to call 319-527-6039 or be cut off. So I'm reading the piece anyway, and some of you will hear it. Some of you will hear part of it, but those of you on the line will hear the whole damn thing, and thank you for supporting me. You should be scared. In fact, be very afraid of the repercussions of the mess that you've made. Point in the direction of ancestors that you praise to lay the blame and misdirect the shame, and for being the willing distraction in this governmental shell game, the willing accomplice, the one holding the bag of money, ease, and quality of life that you think you've earned, that you believe you deserve, that you've been told is yours, the soap bubble that you've lived in, that you've lived your life in, depends on the air in and around it that gives your bubble spin. Well, every breath I dare take is not yours to build on or forsake. Fuck you and your chromosomal hate, your ask and don't tell, your hurry up and wait, your grab them by the pussy, your embrace of that. Well, I like my pussy, so douchebag that has been in office far too many days of wildfires while you are on the rag, that UTI that won't go away, that STD that keeps the good ones at bay, that bout of crabs during a heat wave, that VIP ticket to a flaming grave that you voted for. Thanks, but no. I'm voting for the lion in this one. Thanks to all the lion from this one, and that one, and the pretty one, and the fat one, and I've tipped to a side on the fence I've been riding. I've made a choice that I'm not hiding. Take a good goddamn look, because I say this in love. The enemy of my enemy might also be my frenemy. The waters are muddled when our histories are so bloodied, yet so very intertwined. And I mean, stolen bodies, stolen minds, stolen memories of older times, whitewashed realities, stolen principalities, hard-fought battle scenes, black bodies hanging. Oh no, not your hands, not the ones on your wrists, no whip swung nor rope tied, though you fed with full fists on the bounty that was provided. Thought forced labor and stolen pride, not a thought for truth as to origin, so long as your ship kept coming in. And yet again, and again, it was never enough. You could not just have the whole damn pie. It soon became every damn pie and had the nerve to lie about it. Never really bought about it, just sort of ticked off about it. Saw your friends who walked their talk and assumed it was their role to take on the hard walk, shunning your own entitlement, or so you say, Ofay. Now, while that's that piece, let me start by saying that the word Ofay has never been said on Poetry in the Raw until now. It is a word taught to me by my great-grandmother and her daughter, my great-aunt. It is a word that does not apply to all white people. And when you say that, when you say the word nigger, and you know goddamn well that when you say the word nigger, what you're actually saying is lower than me person, that the word Ofe refers to white people who are no better than me, not lower than me, no better than me. And if you take that as a racial slur, fuck you and come for me, because I can prove my point. Call me the N-word and see if I can't prove mine. Thank you for listening to Poetry in the Raw. And have a great night.
I know I can't afford to stop.
I was in love with this guy, though. I was...
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you could see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance in that cat woman stance with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone, your frame up a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris Strait up, taking my little waist up. See, my fam throwing the jam for Reed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved and grew especially. And honey love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, you want me mentally. Be conversated, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that, dude. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. This is mad. This is so sick. I said, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word walk. To my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo,
let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer. Song finished and she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers. Scene 3. We been waiting late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, if I don't, if I don't. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smashed it like an Idaho potato. She called me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Gents and tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She's telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My 911's an answer by my plot, Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Cherise at the kitty club with some banging.